tonight. Stunning revelations from President Trump in our NBC News exclusive interview. His first since firing FBI Director James Comey.
Regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey.
The president contradicting the White House story and his own vice president, saying he was going to fire Comey no matter what, calling him a showboat. And another bombshell, the question the president says he asked Comey directly.
I said, if it's possible, would you let me know, am I under investigation? He said, you are not under investigation.
Tonight, our wide-ranging conversation and the fallout from it. Nightly news from Washington begins right now.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, reporting tonight from Washington.
Good evening to our viewers in the West, the White House just behind me on this rainy evening here in Washington as we come on the air with an NBC News exclusive. My one-on-one interview with President Trump in the West Wing earlier today, where he made several headlines in discussing for the first time his firing of FBI Director James Comey, the man who was leading the investigation into possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. The president offering a new timeline of when and how he made the decision to fire Comey, and raising eyebrows as he described to me three separate conversations with Comey about whether he, the president, was under investigation. The president says the firing had everything to do with Comey's poor handling of the Clinton email case. Our conversation began with his stinging and personal rebuke of the now ex-FBI boss.
Look, he's a showboat. He's a grandstander. The FBI has been in turmoil. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that. You take a look at the FBI a year ago. It was in virtual turmoil less than a year ago. It hasn't recovered from that.
Monday, you met with the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein.
Right.
Did you ask for a recommendation?
What I did is I was going to fire Comey. My decision. It was not.
You had made the decision before they came in.
I was going to fire Comey. There's no good time to do it, by the way.
Because in your letter, you said I accepted their recommendation.
Yeah, well,
you had already made the decision.
I was going to fire regardless of recommendation.
So there was a room.
He made a recommendation. He's highly respected. Very good guy. Very smart guy. The Democrats like him. The Republicans like him. He made a recommendation. But regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey, knowing there was no good time to do it. And in fact, when I decided to just do it, I said to myself, I said, you know, this Russia thing with Trump and Russia is a made-up story. It's an excuse by the Democrats for having lost an election that they should have won. And the reason they should have won it is the Electoral College is almost impossible for a Republican to win. Very hard, because you start off at such a disadvantage. So everybody was thinking they should have won the election. This was an excuse for having lost an election.
Are you angry with Mr. Comey because of his Russia investigation?
I just want somebody that's competent. I am a big fan of the FBI. I love the FBI.
But were you a fan of
him
taking up that investigation?
I think that about the Hillary Clinton investigation?
No, about the Russia investigation and possible links between.
Look, let me tell you. As far as I'm concerned, I want that thing to be absolutely done properly. When I did this now, I said, I probably, maybe, will confuse people. Maybe I'll expand that, you know, I'll lengthen the time because it should be over with. It should, in my opinion, should have been over with a long time ago because all it is an excuse. But I said to myself, I might even lengthen out the investigation, but I have to do the right thing for the American people. He's the wrong man for that position.
Let me ask you about your termination letter to Mr. Comey. You write, I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation. Why did you put that in there?
Because he told me that. I mean, he told me
he
that.
He told you you weren't under investigation
investigation? I've heard that from others. I think
was it in a phone call? Did you meet face-to-face?
I had a dinner with him. He wanted to have dinner because he wanted to stay on. We had a very nice dinner at the White House very early on. A dinner was arranged. I think he asked for the dinner. And he wanted to stay on as the FBI head. And I said, I'll, you know, consider. We'll see what happens. But we had a very nice dinner. And at that time, he told me, you are not under investigation, I knew anyway.
That was one meeting. What was the
first of all,
two?
When you're under investigation, you're giving all sorts of documents and everything. I knew I wasn't under. And I heard it was stated at the committee, at some committee level, that I wasn't. number one.
So that didn't come
directly
from him.
Then during the phone call, he said it, and then during another phone call, he said it. So he said it once at dinner, and then he said it twice during phone calls.
Did you call him?
In one case, I called him. In one case, he called me.
And did you ask, am I under investigation?
I actually asked him, yes. I said, if it's possible, would you let me know, am I under investigation? He said, you are not under investigation.
But he's given sworn testimony that there is an ongoing investigation into the Trump campaign and possible collusion with the Russian government. You were the centerpiece of the Trump campaign.
Well, all
so
I can tell you is,
well,
I know one thing. I know that I'm not under investigation. Me, personally. I'm not talking about campaigns. I'm not talking about anything else. I'm not under investigation.
Did you ask him to drop the investigation?
No, never.
Did anyone from the White House?
No, in fact, I want the investigation speeded up.
Did anyone from the White House ask him to end the investigation?
No, why would
any,
we do that?
Any surrogates on behalf of the White House?
Not that I know of. Look, I want to find out if there was a problem with an election having to do with Russia, or by the way, anybody else, any other country. And I want that to be so strong and so good, and I want it to happen. I also want to have a really competent, capable director. He's not. He's a showboater. He's not my man or not my man. I didn't appoint him. He was appointed long before me. But I want somebody who's going to do a great job. And I will tell you, we're looking at candidates right now who could be spectacular. And that's what I want for the FBI.
What you said a moment ago about supporting the idea of investigation, a lot of people would find it hard to believe that the man who just said that tweeted very recently, it's a total hoax. It's a taxpayer charade.
Oh, I think that looking into me and the campaign, look, I have nothing to do. This was set up by the Democrats. There is no collusion between me and my campaign and the Russians. The other thing is the Russians did not affect the vote, and everybody seems to think that.
There is an investigation underway, though, an FBI investigation. Is that a charade?
Well, I don't know if it's an FBI or if it's there's so many investigations. I don't know if it's an FBI investigation or if it's a Congress, if it's the Senate.
Well, James Comey testified there was an FBI investigation.
Yeah, but I think they're also helping the House and the Senate. So you probably have FBI, but you have House, you have Senate. They have other investigations.
But when you put out tweets, it's a total hoax, it's a taxpayer charade, and you're looking for a new FBI director, are you not sending that person a message to lay off?
No, I'm not doing that. I think that we have to get back to work, but I want to find out, I want to get to the bottom. If Russia hacked, if Russia did anything having to do with our election, I want to know about it.
Well, there's already intelligence from virtually every intelligence agency that, yes, that happened.
I'll tell you this. If Russia or anybody else is trying to interfere with our elections, I think it's a horrible thing, and I want to get to the bottom of it, and I want to make sure it will never, ever happen.
Were you angry with James Comey when he went public and said he can't support your unsubstantiated charges of wiretapping that your predecessor wiretapped you?
I was surprised he said it, but I wasn't angry. There's a big thing going on right now, which is spying, and it's you can call it anything you want, the unmasking and the spying. And to me, that's the big story right now. That's a very, very big story.
You didn't take that as a sign of disloyalty that he came out and
contradicted you? No, I don't think of it as loyalty. I mean, I want whoever the director is, I want him to do the right thing.
And what about when he went public and said that there was, in fact, an FBI investigation looking at your campaign and Russia? Did that anger. I asked that because there was a sense that there was building anger.
No. I know every once in a while you'll see that in the newspaper. Anger, somebody will report or they'll have false sources that maybe don't exist because of the media, the way the media is. No, I will tell you, I think that I want, very simply, a great FBI director.
And will you expect that they would continue on with this investigation?
Oh, yeah, sure. I expect that.
General Flynn is a part of this investigation. As you know, Sally Yates recently testified that the White House was notified that he had been compromised. He was at risk of being blackmailed. It was 18 days later that he was finally fired. During that 18 days, he had access, I assume, to all the nation's top secrets. One day, you meet on the issue of Comey,
right,
and you fire him in a humiliating way while he's sitting in a room with his colleagues and it's appearing on the TV.
Because my White House counsel, Don McGahn, came back to me and did not sound like an emergency of any. It didn't make it sound like he was, you know, and she actually didn't make it sound that way either in the hearings the other day, like it had to be done immediately. This man has served for many years. He's a general. He's, in my opinion, a very good person. I believe that it would be very unfair to hear from somebody who we don't even know and immediately run out and fire a general.
She was now, the acting attorney general at the time.
My White House counsel came to me. They had, I believe, two meetings, and we ultimately fired, but we fired for a different reason.
You're talking about General Flynn.
General Flynn, yes.
Because of lying to the vice president.
Yeah, but everything plays in. Everything plays into it. But we fired him because he said something to the vice president that was not so.
Did you know that he had received payments from the Russian government, that he had received payments from the Turkish government?
No, but Obama perhaps knew because he had clearance from the Obama administration, and his and this is something they never want to report. He had clearance from the Obama administration, the highest clearance you can have. And I think it's a very unfair thing that the media doesn't talk about that. You know, you're talking about 2015. I don't know that I knew him in 2015.
The Senate Intelligence Committee wants information from the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Unit about your finances, your business's finance. Can you tell us whether you, your family, your businesses, your surrogates have accepted any investments, any loans from Russian individuals?
Yeah, in fact, I just sent a letter to Lindsey Graham from one of the most prestigious law firms in the country, a tremendous, highly rated law firm, that I have nothing to do with Russia. I have no investments in Russia, none whatsoever. I don't have property in Russia. A lot of people thought I owned office buildings in Moscow. I don't have property in Russia. And I am I'm in total compliance in every way. Now, I have to tell you, I file documents, hundreds of pages worth of documents with the Federal Elections Bureau. Everybody's seen them. I built a great company, but I'm not involved with Russia. I have had dealings over the years where I sold a house to a very wealthy Russian many years ago. I had the Miss Universe pageant, which I owned for quite a while. I had it in Moscow a long time ago. But other than that, I have nothing to do with Russia.
And one last question on this matter. Did you ever?
And I have a certified letter, just so you understand. I'm not just saying that. I've given the letter. I've given the letter to Senator Lindsey Graham. He has the letter, and I think, frankly, I assume he's going to give the letter out, but it says, I am not involved in Russia. No loans, no nothing.
Did you worry at all when you made the decision to fire Comey, when you did, the day before Lavrov was here in the White House and the Russian ambassador, did you think through the optics of the way this would look?
I never thought about it. It was set up a while ago, and frankly, I could have waited, but what difference does it make? I'm not looking for cosmetics. I'm looking to do a great job for the country. I'm looking to create jobs. I'm looking to create strength and security. I'm looking to have strong borders. I'm looking for things like that. I think it's really a good thing that I meet with people. Now, this is a public meeting because, you know, when you cover this, the people watching may say, oh, he met with Lavrov. Well, this was announced that I'm meeting with Lavrov. Just like a number of days ago, I spoke at a very good conversation, very public in the sense that everybody knew this was taking place. I talk all the time. Just spoke with the head of the new head of South Korea, who just got elected. I speak with the head of India. I speak with the head of China. I have to speak with Putin also. It's called Russia. But when I spoke with Putin, he asked me whether or not I would see Lavrov. Now, should I say, no, I'm not going to see him? I said, I will see him. During that discussion with Lavrov, I think we had a great discussion having to do with Syria, having to do with the Ukraine, and maybe that discussion will lead to a lot less people getting killed and will lead ultimately to peace. So I'm okay with those discussions, Lester. I think it's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Just part of my conversation with President Trump today, and in the fallout from our interview, a lot of questions being raised about the president saying he planned to fire Director Comey regardless, and the shifting version of events the White House has been offering about that surprise dismissal. Our chief White House correspondent, Hallie Jackson, looks at the tape.
In this tale of 2 days, the story keeps changing.
Regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey.
Flashback to Tuesday night when the White House said the president acted based on the clear recommendations of the Department of Justice.
No one from the White House. That was a DOJ decision.
Wednesday, the vice president reiterated Rod Rosenstein's role repeatedly.
Because of the actions that the deputy attorney general outlined, to act on the recommendations, to take the recommendation of the deputy attorney general.
Later that day, a shift.
Frankly, he'd been considering letting Director Comey go since the day he was elected.
Now, the White House deflecting questions on the revised rationale.
This shouldn't be a complicated process. The president knew that Director Comey was not up to the task.
He has absolute right to fire the FBI director for any reason. The problem is the inconsistent reasons being offered.
Democrat Mark Warner, alarmed that the president called Comey a showboat.
Frankly, I'm offended at the president's comments today.
And in a Senate hearing, the acting FBI director defended the man he replaced.
Director Comey enjoyed broad support within the FBI and still does to this day.
Back at the White House today, a different story again.
I've heard from countless members of the FBI that are grateful and thankful for the president's decision. And I think that, we may have to agree to disagree.
Sources in the FBI tell us today the president damaged some relationships there for firing Comey like he did. And while the White House publicly floated a presidential visit to headquarters, some agents apparently argued against that, predicting he won't be well received. Lester.
Hallie Jackson just across the park from us. Hallie, thanks. And a reminder, I'll have more of my interview with President Trump tomorrow morning on Today. Meantime, there's much more ahead here. When we come back, what will the fallout be from our exclusive interview with President Trump? We get reaction next. We're back now here in Washington with a reaction to our interview with the president. We want to bring in our political director, moderator of Meet the Press, Chuck Todd, and justice correspondent, Pete Williams. Pete, let me start with you. Did President Trump break any laws or cross any lines in asking the FBI director if he was, in fact, the subject of a special investigation?
Well, Lester, I've talked to several federal prosecutors, former prosecutors, government officials. They all agree that the president didn't break any laws in asking. They said it wouldn't be considered, for example, an attempt to interfere with a federal investigation, though many of these same people I talked with also said they thought it was unwise to ask, and they said that the FBI director could have said that it would not be best if he answered the question. By the way, Andrew McCabe, who's now the acting FBI director, told Congress today that he will not give any updates to the president on the investigation, Lester.
All right, let me turn, Pete, to Chuck. And, Chuck, what about the man at the center of all this now, Rod Rosenstein?
Look, I think Rod Rosenstein is sort of the new sort of Capitol Hill catnip at this point. You've got a lot of members of Congress that want to see him up there. I think you're going to see him testify because a lot of members want to know, what did he know about this Comey decision and when did he know it? And did somebody ask him to do this? How did that go about? Because, frankly, even though the president now is taking personal responsibility for the decision to fire Comey in the interview with you, Lester, the fact that the story changed so much in 48 hours has really unsettled a bunch of Republicans in Capitol Hill, and that's going to lead to a lot more questions.
All right, Chuck and Pete, thank you. We're back in a moment with more from my exclusive interview with the president. We're back now from Washington. We're near the end of my conversation with President Trump today. I brought up something he said as sort of an aside recently that a lot of people thought was curious, if not odd, for a sitting president. Take a listen.
Something struck me. You were in the Rose Garden the other day with members of the House celebrating the passage of the health care repeal and replacement. And you looked around and you said, can you believe I'm president? I'm the president. And I wanted to be in your head at that moment. Do you still have moments where you think, how did I get here?
I think everybody does. I think when you become president, it's very special. When you're in the White House, it's very special. And I had all of my Republican friends who have frankly been in politics all their lives and have done a great job. They're congressmen, and we had some senators and et cetera. But I did. I looked around and said, sorry, folks, can you believe it's me? And the truth is that I think anybody that becomes president of the United States has to every once in a while say, that's really amazing.
President Trump there with his thoughts on being commander in chief. And after our interview, President Trump signed a new executive order forming a commission to investigate alleged voter fraud. The president and the White House have repeatedly made unsubstantiated statements about voter fraud, including Mr. Trump's claim that he only lost the popular vote due to, quote, millions of people who voted illegally. We'll take a break, and we'll be back in a moment with more from our nation's capital. Hope you can stay with us. That is going to do it for us from the nation's capital on this Thursday night. You can see much more of my interview with President Trump tomorrow on Today and here on Nightly News. I'm Lester Holt. For all of us at NBC News, thank you for watching and good night.